Hey, it's Seaver. This is Rockstar Interviews. Today, you're going to hear an interview I did with Bob Geldof, who is announcing the return of the Boomtown Rats. Now, with this one, I thought I would include everything from the moment the producer calls the studio to the moment he turns me over to Bob Geldof. So you'll hear a little behind the scenes as we go into this Rockstar Interviews. Okay, here we go. Hello, this is Steve Seaver in Chicago.
Steve, it's Mike. I've got Bob Geldof for you. I'm going to switch him over. Just please watch your time. You're taping it, right?
I'm taping it.
Okay, yeah, he's a little long-winded, so just please watch your time. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, Bob. Here's WDRV Chicago. Steve Seaver is taping this. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve.
Hello there. Bob Geldof, man, this is really exciting to talk to you. I've got great news for everybody. The Boomtown Rats are about to release a new album. Their first in 36 years. Bob Geldof, as you just heard with the intro, is joining me to talk about that. Really exciting, man. I'm excited about the new song, Bob, and congratulations on your comeback.
Thanks, man.
So I've been spending a lot of time with the new song and the new video, and I really like it. And it's called Trash Glam Baby. Everybody needs to check it out. You can find it online. I will post a copy on my Facebook page. It's about a real person that you happened upon.
Yeah, I mean, you said first album after 36 years. The Rats sort of formed at the same time when there was yet again another rock and roll cultural revolution. First one, let's say 56, Elvis, Little Richard. The second one, the Beatles, Stones, Dylan, 63, 64. The next one came more or less for the same reasons. Out of New York, you get the Ramones and the Talking Heads and Blondie. Out of London, you get the Pistols and the Clash. Out of Dublin, you get the Boomtown Rats. Mm-hmm. And we were kids, and none of us were offered any future, sort of political void and economic nullity. No job, no nothing. And so you've learned that the way to express this rage and this anger and this betrayal is through rock and roll. And so, we began making what Bono calls the glorious noise of the Boomtown Rats. And as you do that, by articulating this, you help to change your country a little bit. Then you have the hits, and so you help to change music a little bit. And then by using all of that and rock and roll as the platform, you'd help to change the world a little bit by doing Band-Aid and, Live Aid. And then you pause. That's a 10-year ride, And I made 7 albums then doing solo stuff about other things. But the world seemed to have gone back to offer no future to anyone, really, and we elected fools to mediate this sort of existential reality. And that anger and that frustration was back with me. And so, when you call up the guys, and we don't really have to say much to each other. We've known each other since we were children. Mm-hmm. And, they made, again, that glorious noise, and Bobby Boomtown was back in the house again, and I was happy. I was thrilled,
This, yeah.
It. And I walked into a charity shop to buy some cheap, cool shirts.
Yes.
Day.
We're talking about the song now.
Okay. And this kid walks in, and she's magnificent, It's she's 16, 15, and she reminds me of when I was, a kid in the 60s, dressing up, making the theater of the self. She reminds me of the kids that hung around the whole punk scene, dressing up and making a rebellion of themselves physically. And she was, of this world, of this, where she was being offered very little, where coming down the track was a sort of terminal environment. And she decided that she would reject this by being her uber self, if you like. And
right.
She walks in and she's like a sequined tramp, a sort of walking glitter ball.
Exactly.
She's not beautiful, but she's beautiful in her attitude. She's talking to her friend who's working there, and they're moaning about it being Saturday night and not having any money, and what happened to the feather boa that she came in to get, stuff like that. And I just thought, this girl's a song.
So did you speak with her, or is this just your story that you envisioned of her? Or would you know her if she walked in the room again?
No. I mean, I did it before. The first top 10 record we had in the UK was a song called She's So Modern.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's right.
We're hanging with all the bands of the time. We're straight out of 1970s Catholic Ireland, a very conservative environment. And suddenly, here are these girls who are just as ballsy, just as brash, just as loud, just as funny, just as rebel, just as mad as the boys. And it's exhilarating. And I wrote a song, She's So Much, She's So 20th Century, She's So 1970s. And that went into the top 10. And so Trash Glam Baby is She's So 21st Century. Same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Citizens of Boomtown is the title of your new record, The Boomtown Rats. And it drops. I just want to make sure I get this in there because I know our time is limited. And I want to make sure everybody knows about this. March 13th is when it drops. Trash Glam Baby is online. I've watched the video a number of times. It's one of those songs that's going to stick with you for a while, and I can't wait to hear the rest of it. Now, I know you have a new book as well, Tales of Boomtown Glory.
Yeah. So we got a 2-hour film, which will be on your streaming platform soon. We did a screening in New York, with the premiere is in the Dublin Film Festival in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the book and the film sort of go together because it's to your first question, you know, 36 years, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does is the book is 40 years of the songs on all the albums, which is flattering, and there's a load of my contemporary, very famous songwriters who are very flattering, so cool for me. But also essays about what the songs were, what made me do them in the first place. I've written a couple of books before, so that's not that difficult for me. And the film then is the mad story of these guys who come out of a very dull suburb of South Dublin. And, you know, even for me, like I was watching it the other night thinking, oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Oh, God, I wonder what happens next. And so somebody said, dude, you lived it, you know. But it's like anybody's life, you know. You kind of think, oh, OK, even though it seems, you know, aberrant and wild sort of thing, actually, there's always a structure. There's always a logic to some life. Some of it you don't want it to be logical, of course, mm-hmm. looking back. But so it brings it up to the moment. But the point of all that is as you say, the record, the album.
I can't wait for it. And I've also heard wind of a tour, but it's only on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. Please come to Chicago.
Yeah.
Will there be any plans of a tour here in the States?
Well, if we're going to anywhere, we'll go to Chicago because I know I'm on your show, and I'm not saying it to be brown nosy and ass licky and stuff like that. But without question, it's my favorite American city. We've always, maybe even Chicago was the first U.S. city to embrace the Rats, and it's the motherlode of our music.
Oh,
you know,
man.
As soon as we got there, we went to the South Side. To listen to Big Joe Turner, you know, we went to 2120 Michigan Avenue to see where
Chess
Records,
okay.
and the Rolling Stones were.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you know, I go there. I've got a friend who owns a restaurant there, so I go personally visit. So if we're coming to America, Chicago first stop.
Definitely. Looking forward to it. The great Bob Geldof, man. I gotta end this. I know I'm going to get yanked here in a second, but what a pleasure it has been to speak with you. I look forward to hopefully maybe even meeting you, if not seeing your show and listening to the rest of the album. It's called Citizens of Boomtown. Bob Geldof, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Steve.